Good afternoon and welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History through the pages of the Bunyip. And I'm here underneath the Gawler Civic Centre and the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre with Kay.
Hello.
Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Always nice to be here.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's lovely little space. We've got Les and Jill working quietly in the background. This is a reminder to work quietly in the background. And we can have a glimpse of blue sky above them from Murray Street, where life continues while we record.
Yes. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, shooting on the Parklands. A resident in Church Hill informs us that a few days ago there was firing being carried on at the flat near Victoria Place, when shortly after a ball was fired over the hill, which hit the roof of our informant's dwelling some dozen yards off the street. That human life should be thus endangered to afford pastime for youths, generally of the most idle and disorderly character, is beyond endurance.
Well, nothing's changed, has it?
No. They don't usually fire guns anymore, thanks to our gun laws.
No, that is true. But so they still
find out other ways.
Ways of endangering life.
Yes.
It's called motor vehicles.
Mm.
100 years ago, Rudolf II, the very latest from the pen of one of the gushing Eastern lady correspondents, describes the tall figure of G.M. Hone, our pet tennis prodigy, as striking thrills into the bosoms of the flappers over there, a la Rudolf Valentino, in brackets, Italian actor, in brackets, who has now been put in the shade altogether by the big crow eater. Always rather bashful and modest, or at best ingenuously youthful, our young hero will hardly enjoy being classed with the biggest male vamp of the century, we should surmise. It is a splendid opportunity for his fellow students to have a glorious rag with him. Never heard of him.
He was a Adelaide Uni tennis player, I think captain of the Adelaide Uni Tennis Club for a while. And he went to Melbourne to play in a match over there, a qualifying match, and apparently he was resoundingly defeated.
Oh,
so that was probably the end of his career, I guess.
Okay.
But he was clearly the hero of the Adelaide Uni Tennis Club for a while. And I found photos of him on the Trove.
Wow.
So, yeah.
A Gawler figure.
No, he was Adelaide. I don't think he was Gawler. But apart from that one moment of glory, but I'm not sure he was quite comparable to Valentino. Not that I think Valentino is all that attractive. You look at him now and think,
I know, but
it was the novelty of cinema, I think, the first big star.
And being able to see them move and smile in reality.
Yes, yeah.
Probably.
These hyper-real stories and hyper-real people that were real as well.
Yep.
And, of course, it was probably 100 years ago, 24, when Valentino was huge.
Mm.
So, 50 years ago, invasion by beetles. Gawler and District and the Barossa Valley have been invaded by swarms of cockchafer beetles during the past few nights. The small dark beetles have been swarming around in streetlights and outside lights on homes. In Murray Street, Gawler, the beetles crawled into cracks between paving stones, making for a big cleaning up task in the morning. And I googled them. They were native species, red-headed pasture cockchafers. And they come out after rain. And they're basically a form of dung beetle, a form of scarab beetle.
Oh, okay, they're the little red ones, so the tiny little...
They're black with a bit of red on their head.
Oh, are they?
They're big, I think.
Oh, are they?
I think those big black ones that... Not the really little ones.
Oh, okay. I must look them up.
Because
there's always bugs around anyway.
Yes, yeah. And they can cause a lot of damage to pasture.
Oh, yeah.
When they're in,
Oh, yeah. 25 years ago, all present, Gawler Rotarians Lance Hatcher and John Winterlick have a remarkable record under their belts. They have not missed one Rotary meeting in more than 30 years. Their 100% attendance at the Rotary Club of Gawler's weekly Monday night meetings has meant both Lance and John have had to organise their holidays, even their health needs, around their Rotary commitments. Lance, who joined the club on July 16, 1962, has attended 1,781 meetings, while John, who joined the club on January 8, 1968, has attended 1,438 meetings. I'm sorry. Anyway, doesn't matter. Let's move on.
Okay.
Hasn't missed a meeting for 30 years.
It isn't necessarily a good thing.
Just leave it at that.
Yes. So, 10 years ago, Hasta La Vista Video Easy. Like many other movie stores, Video Easy Gawler was feeling the economic pinch of changing technological times, with owner Pierre Thorpe preparing to close the doors at the end of the month. After 34 years in the video game, Ms. Thorpe said it was time to retire and spend some time with her family. With the lease coming to an end at the store's Murray Street location, and with technology and video pirating killing the industry, Ms. Thorpe said it was time to cue the credits. She started Gawler's first video store, Video One, in 1981, before changing to Movie Land and then settling as Video Easy when it moved next to the cinema in 1990.
Wow.
I think it was online streaming that killed it.
Yeah. Oh, well, pirating was the first thing and then streaming after that.
Pirating was less of a problem than most movie business industries thought it was.
Oh, no. Back at that time it was.
People were pirating because it was free. But they weren't going to pay for what they were pirating, ever, because they just couldn't. It was absurdly so. You know, if they hadn't been able to get it free, they wouldn't have got it at all.
Oh, so, they wouldn't have bought it anyway.
Yeah, because they wouldn't have bought it anyway.
Or hired it. Yeah. In her case, it was hiring it.
But anyway, I'll go back to saying that was a part of our life, Video Easy. We'd go on every Tuesday night. We'd buy takeaway when the kids were little.
Oh, wow.
We'd go next door to Video Easy and let them pick, keeping them away from the certain aisles we had to avoid, but let them have the pick out something to watch and take home. And
oh, yeah, so, we used to hire videos and watch them, but now I've got... You know, I've got only got free to air, and people say, "Oh, you watch this on Netflix and that series on Netflix." And it's like, no, I just have a TV and I watch free to air. And I've got over 50 or 60 films just recorded that I haven't watched yet on my hard drive at home. And I think, well, I don't need to go and get Netflix. I can go and watch any of these, like all the Harry Potter ones. I must sit down and watch one though.
Yes.
So that's it for this week.
That is indeed.
Wow. Well, that was quick.
Yes.
Apart from my coughing fit in the middle of it, for which I apologise, for anything that might have leaked out. Mm-hmm. All right.
Until next week.
Until next week.
Yes. Until then, Kay.
For old life's signs.